from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella talking about a viral post about salt trucks blocking immigration enforcement. Not true, right, Jen?
Indeed. Good morning, Bob. Not everything you see on the internet is true, and this is a great example of that. This weekend, I was inundated with it. There was a video of a big line of salt trucks in Chicago, and the text over the video said, Chicago sent out these ICE trucks to block immigration enforcement from the city. It went crazy viral, millions and millions of shares, tons of engagement. But it is not true at all. The trucks were actually lined up for the Taste of Chicago. It's something that's typically done to create kind of like a barrier. The streets and sanitation, it's a public safety thing, and also in case of planned protests. We made a call when we saw the video circulating. We had a story up saying it's not true. Unfortunately, the true story hasn't been shared as much as the fake story. But if you are following what's going on in the city, make sure you check your sources. If it's a profile that has no name associated with it or no journalism organization associated with it, maybe just look it up or wait a second before sharing it. You can get the full story at blockclubchicago.org.
There are reports of ICE arrests, especially in predominantly Latino neighborhoods. This is a good time to ask people to shop locally, support those independent mom-and-pop businesses. It's always good to do that, isn't it?
Exactly. I know, Block Club, we are always all for the local businesses, but right now in certain neighborhoods like Gates Park, Little Village, Pilsen, a lot of the Latino grocery stores are really struggling. A lot of the Mexican restaurants are struggling. People are just nervous to leave their house. Even though there haven't been that many arrests, and there's just a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of fear. So if you do feel safe going out and about, it's a great time to support these businesses. They are really the backbones of a lot of these neighborhoods. And last night, our reporter swung by a restaurant in Gage Park, and there were like three people in there during dinner time when it's usually packed. So if you have one in your neighborhood, an immigrant-owned business, it's a great time to show them some support and let them know, you're part of our community and we support you.
Good to always support small businesses. Let's talk about Pitchfork. That fest is over, but something called Sound and Gravity Fest is just getting started. What's the deal on this?
Yes, Pitchfork's co-founder, Mike Reed, he canceled the festival last year. It was a huge deal because it's been in the city for so long, but he's kind of going back to his roots here. Pitchfork started as a really indie music phenomenon, and now he is having this festival that is going to feature 48 different acts playing at 6 venues across the city. The venues range in capacity from 80 to 800 people. And you're not going to get like the big radio-friendly acts like Alanis and the Black Pumas that we saw at Pitchfork, but you are going to see a Norwegian clarinetist and different like African and Nigerian guitarists and Chicago singer-songwriters. Really things people that you wouldn't see anywhere else. You'll get a really like indie music experience. And this is also an effort to bring more people into Chicago's smaller music venues.
So when and where will this be, Jen?
It kicks off this Wednesday, so tomorrow. And it goes all through the weekend. And we have the full lineup at blockclubchicago.org. But yeah, it's all over. It'll be at Constellation, Hungry Brain, Judson and Moore, Guild Row, and the Beat Kitchen. There's different times for different shows, and it'll run tomorrow through Sunday.
Sound and Gravity Fest. And finally, we have the story of the bike-riding pint peddler. Tell us about him.
Yes, a woman named Lydia Miller, she participates in Critical Mass bike rides, which are kind of weekly bike gatherings where everyone kind of decorates their bikes, they go on a planned ride, and they have a meetup afterward. She turned her bike into a bar. She took a former Divvy repair bike and it turned, put two kegs in it, and she serves up her home-brewed cider and beer to people at Critical Mass. She has a little neon sign on there. It is an amazing operation. She works on the bike all the time to get it, to work better. And they're going to be doing a ride around the marathon route on October 11th, the night before the marathon. So if you want to check out the Pint Peddler, you can get some free beer and go on a 26-mile bike ride. You can join them on October 11th for the Chicago Midnight Marathon Ride.
Yeah, I don't know that Schwinn had that in mind, but why not? The Bike Riding Pint Peddler. Good for her. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.